And we're joined by Jane Anderson. Jane lives in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And as my Uncle Orly Thorson would say, Thief River. Hi, Jane. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I am good. We'll dive right into it. A big question. Who the heck is Jane Anderson?
Well, I have recently taken on the position as executive director of the Thief River Falls Area Community Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working with this group as a volunteer for 20 years. And we've sort of outgrown our ability to operate with using volunteers. So I am so delighted to be in this position. It is my dream job.
And what are your responsibilities, Jane?
Oh, everything. We are in the middle of putting together our summer 2015 lineup of shows. For those of listeners who aren't quite familiar with the area community theater, we perform summer theater. And traditionally in the last, maybe 8 years, we have been putting together a three-show season. This year, I'm really excited to announce that we have added a fourth show.
Wow.
And, yeah, so we've grown to four shows, and I'm tickled. We have so many people who have come out to support us and to both in the audience and stage, and we just feel that we can do this.
When it comes to individuals who are involved in this, do you draw just from Thief River or surrounding area, too?
No, we have been so fortunate. We have started to see performers from the Red Lake Falls community sends us lots of talented people, as well as from north of here, Middle River, Greenbush area. We have people who perform with us from over by Erskine and in that area. And so we are just open to everything. Goodridge, Warren, we've had lots of people just come to perform on our stage with us, and we love it. We've met so many people from around.
You mentioned four performances coming up this summer now. What's the process involved in choosing what you perform on stage?
Well, we are having auditions actually next week, so this is just timely. On Thursday, February 19th, and Friday, February 20th, from 5 to 7 p.m., at the Northland College Theater, we are holding auditions for the season. And we encourage everybody to come on out. The three shows, I mentioned four shows. The fourth show is a teen-only show. So those auditions will be at a later date, and maybe you and I can talk about that closer to then. But next week, we are auditioning for three shows: the Hometown Talent Show, Hello Dolly, and The Nerd.
That's quite a combination.
That is quite a combination. There is truly, I think I can honestly say there's something for everybody this season.
So when folks come to audition, what can they expect to do?
Well, if you're interested in the Hometown Talent Show or Hello Dolly, you would be required to sing.
Okay.
It can be a song of your choice. You would need to bring the sheet music along. We'll have a pianist there. But we were going to ask you to sing a little something and then also to read from the script. Now, the Hometown Talent Show is being written as we speak.
Really?
Well, not as we speak. But we're writing the script, but we have huge holes in it. We are open to including all kinds of things.
Hmm.
So while there is a basic format, it is a scripted show, we are leaving room for other people to join us. We're hoping that we can get lots of people from the area with all kinds of corny talent and fun things.
An original. Who's writing it?
Phil McKenzie and I.
Oh. You know, Phil, if he wasn't so shy, he'd be pretty pretty good.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm working on him.
Yeah, Phil is host of Northern Classics here on Pioneer 90.1 every Tuesday night. He does a great job.
He is actually going to be the MC for the talent show. So
great.
He's cute. I'm putting him in a tuxedo, and so I think he's going to really sell that show. So anyway, that's the Hometown Talent Show. And then Hello Dolly, as I mentioned, we need people to sing for that. But then for The Nerd, that is strictly a comedy, a play.
Mm-hmm.
People coming out to audition for that would just need to read from the script.
All right, those auditions again are next week. When and where, Jane?
Thursday and Friday, February 19th and 20th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Northland College. Hometown Talent Show, it's everybody from soup to nuts.
Okay.
Would take young kids to great-grandma.
Okay.
Hello Dolly is basically starting teens through adults, and the nerd needs five men, two women, and one boy between the ages of 9 and 12. When I say men and women, teens would be fine.
Okay.
Teens on up.
Why did you choose theater? Why are you in theater?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I chose it. It chose me.
Oh, good answer.
I'm the kind of kid who, when, you know, show and tell was called, I would organize a group of my friends to do a skit.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher would just roll her eyes. Oh, boy. You know, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I've always had an interest in it.
Now, in directing, I'm assuming you'll be directing at some point this summer?
I'm directing Hometown Talent Show.
Okay. What is your philosophy on acting?
Well, you know, there's all kinds of actors that come to us, from people who just want to try it to people who are well-seasoned, who intimidate me.
Mm-hmm.
I love directing Rob Burkell, but he scares me because he is so good that I'm afraid that anything that might come out of my mouth would sound like baloney. But I think my philosophy on directing is to look at the person and then decide, you know, like for Rob, I really don't need to direct him.
Mm-hmm.
I need to tell him where to stand so that the other people know where they should stand. Somebody who is brand new coming in, of course, is different. But I love that. I love directing people who want to try it, who want to give it a whirl, and who just want to experience it. It's really fun. It's fun to create it and to see that, you know, show people, hey, you can do it. I'm also a teacher, so I think it all goes together.
Years ago, I was a lifeguard, and I taught swimming lessons, and my biggest struggle was to get people in the water. Once they were in the water, they were okay. I imagine, too, with folks who are considering acting who have not done that before, they might be a bit nervous.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so if you are a little hesitant, contact Jane, come on in, and try it.
Absolutely. I just spoke to a mom last week who was wondering about, you know, her daughter wanting to try it, but the daughter was nervous, and I said, you know, the best way to get started is just to say, I would like to be considered for the chorus. We always need chorus members, like for Hello Dolly and this year for the Hometown Talent Show.
Mm-hmm.
I need chorus members. You don't necessarily have to stand in the front row. You don't have to be a leader. But if you've never done a show before, it's a great way to be a part of it, to see how it all works.
Sure. And again, there's four performances coming up this summer. Auditions for those performances, three of them, are coming up next week up in Thief River at Northland. Again, give us, if you would, the days and times for that.
Okay, they are Thursday, February 19th, and Friday, February 20th, from 5 to 7 p.m. both days. And those will be held at the Northland College Theater, which is on Highway 1 East in Thief River Falls. I should also mention, too, that does not mean you have to be there from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock
mm-hmm.
either of those days. You don't get off work until 5:30 and can't get here until 6:30. That's fine. We'll be there till 7. And if somebody gets there at 5 to 7, we're not going to throw them out at 7 o'clock. We'll be there.
You're flexible. All right.
Yeah. I mean, and if I want to mention, too, that if somebody's out there saying, oh, shoot, I'd really like to do this, but I can't make either of those days.
Mm-hmm.
Email me. We'll figure something out. Let me give you my email address.
All right.
It is M as in mother, J as in Jane, A-N-D-E-R, like Ander, at mncable, mncable.net.
Okay, one more time, Jane.
M as in mother, J-A-N-D-E-R, at mncable. That's mncable.net.
And you live in Thief River?
I do. See, I live right across the road from the college and the theater. So.
All right, so it's not too hard to find Jane.
No.
Just stop somebody in the street and say, where's Jane Anderson at?
Oh, they probably know.
They probably know. Well, Jane, thank you so much again. Jane is with ACT, and again, ACT stands for?
Area Community Theater.
And you are the Grand Poomba, the director of all that, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
That's what I like to think of it, but
yeah.
Really, you know,
yeah.
I take care of all the stuff that, you know, needs to be done.
Well, Jane is humble, and she's very talented, and the area is very fortunate to have her involved in theater this way. And again, we appreciate your time, Jane, on the air this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
My guest again, Jane Anderson, Executive Director of the Area Community Theater in Thief River.